Oh, how very blessed we are as human beings to have both a human nature, even though it has many limits, it's very vulnerable, but also God's own life within us, which we receive in the sacraments like baptism. When original sin is washed away, God's grace enters into our heart, so we receive sanctifying grace to be with God one day in heaven. We're given the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which help us to rise above our limits as human beings, as well as the beautiful cardinal virtues. Those cardinal virtues that strengthen us in this way far beyond what we could do humanly in prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. It's the very life of God within us. And when we read Scripture, we can see both the humanity and at times the greatness of God working through various souls. Today, we have two of those beautiful images in our Scriptures. First is in the book of Samuel, this beautiful story of Nathan the prophet going to David. Why was David chosen? Why was David given extraordinary graces and blessings? Because God had it planned that way. Just like each of us in our circumstances of life, when we were born, all the things that have happened in our life, sometimes we may wonder why. We may have questions. We may even have the humanity of David and to say, I'm going to build a house for the Lord. And the Lord says, who are you to build a house for me? We know David sinned in various ways in his life, eventually was greater converted, and now we think of Saint David. God's grace can do anything and does do amazing things for those who allow their lives to be led by the Spirit of God. If we look at our gospel today, of course, we have that perfect image of humanity in our Blessed Mother Mary. Our Blessed Mother Mary was the most blessed, if you will, as human beings, solely, meaning Jesus had a human nature and a divine nature, but Mary had just a human nature. But she was and is the most blessed of all humanity. Why would God choose this young woman to be the mother of Jesus? Why would he bless her with that beautiful gift of being freed from original sin, never having those same broken inclinations that we all have inherited, because it was God's beautiful plan. And what we see in the example of Mary in our scriptures today is how Mary was able to stay in the grace of God even when she didn't understand things. As we go through life, we perhaps have many questions of God. God, why did you allow this to happen? God, what do you want for my future? Maybe even, God, what are you thinking? Questions to God in sincerity of seeking his will helps us to see and understand his plan, and hopefully our hearts will align with that beautiful plan. So let's look right at the scripture passage. Mary, unbeknownst to her, an angel of God appears to her. And she, of course, is told that she will be the mother of Jesus, the Son of God. Of course, she has innocent, beautiful, innocent questions. How is this possible? And God, through that angel, makes it so clear to her who this Jesus would be. This Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, she would conceive and bear that son, Emmanuel, God with us. And what was her response? Keeping in mind at this time, a young girl like her or a woman, known to be pregnant, but especially one like her not being married, or even if they were married and there was infidelities, they were serious ramifications. So imagine Mary's yes, what it meant in that culture. She would be looked down upon. So would Joseph. But Mary trusted the word and God's plan in her life. even though she didn't understand it. Even like, how is it possible to conceive without knowing man, as she describes it? And the Holy Spirit makes, or the angel makes it so clear, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And what was Mary's response? Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. It's Mary's beautiful step into faith, even though it meant so much uncertainties for her. She chose to trust God's work in her life, even though she didn't have all the answers. Not knowing what your experience is, but I know for my own, often I want the evidence first, and then I will believe. And yet how God has worked in my life to keep changing that, to say, trust me. My plan for your life is better than your plan for your life. And when we allow ourselves to receive that, it changes everything. We no longer resist the things that come our way, the things that God might ask us to do, the things that we don't want to do, the things we might be afraid to do. God's grace is greater than all of that. And all we need to do is to have the response like Mary. Let it be done to me according to thy word. This presents a challenge for us as humans, but let us remember, as we heard in the scripture, nothing is impossible for God. And many of the saints had this experience of resistance of God in various ways throughout their life. Tragedy that happened and they were angry at God, or the things they hoped and longed for that never came to be. Their ways of wandering and turning back to the Lord. God is waiting for all of us today, each day, to trust Him. Trust Him in all things, and to realize that He has the perfect plan for our lives, even though to us it might seem it's the most imperfect plan possible, God. God takes little things and makes them great. Mary was little, but it was her little yes that made the great opening of the doors for the incarnation, God Himself coming into the flesh in the womb of Mary, where she was conceived in that womb, nurtured, where Jesus was born, of course, and then the graces that flowed from that. Our little yes in all things to God with great humility changes the world and changes us. Let's pray for the grace as we get so close to Christmas for a fervent, let it be done to me according to thy word, O God.